What's good, everybody? Welcome to Land Grant Holy Land's I-70 football show, where we talk about everything from Rutgers to California. That doesn't work. I don't like that. Rutgers to California. That's crazy.
That's crazy. Good. Wait, no.
It was if we actually to, get wait, California, I thought you were supposed to say, though,
was, I thought you were supposed to say New Jersey to California.
Yeah.
Yeah, instead of just saying Rutgers.
Rutgers is the only thing in New Jersey. So I essentially said New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. It's Rutgers. It's second-rate criminals.
Wow. And they got that pier.
Well, what pier?
Or whatever. The shore?
Ah. Ah. They do have, what is that place called? Atlantic City, though. But that's damn near. That's damn near in Philly, so. You know,
I didn't even know that was in New Jersey. That's the crazy thing.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
From Rutgers to California, if we get California, because the Pac-12 is hating and they're trying to keep UCLA, that's the most petty thing I've ever seen. Like, I understand wanting to keep them, but the Pac-12 commissioner wrote a letter on why they should block them leaving.
So he's doing the who's the Cavs owner?
Dan Gilbert.
Yeah, he did the same thing. He wrote a letter,
and it's like
the Chris Paul trade didn't happen. So like,
my thing is like, if this worked, right? It's not going to, but if it works, how do you expect to maintain a relationship with UCLA, who you just tanked?
Yeah,
especially because they're just going to replace UCLA with like Oregon or something. Washington. So you're still going to lose a Pac-12 team, yeah. And UCLA going to be over there pissed off watching Oregon and USC rake in $80 million a year while they're sharing crumbs.
Oh my goodness! No, it's just disrespectful because you know your conference. Your conference is dying. Like, you know it.
He don't seem to know that. I'm hoping the things that he says is just him, like, you know, faking confidence. Because if he believes anything he says, he's an idiot.
I'm going to think he believes. Like, I wholeheartedly believe it. I do. I'm not going to lie to you. No, he believes that there's nothing wrong with their conference. Even though they're not, again, raking in crumbs.
Yeah.
Freaking crumbs. All them 9 games. Ain't nobody watching that.
I need Chris Olave to get another touchdown. That would be a good game. Yeah, just straight garbage.
Let him go. Let the whole
thing. You know, one of these days I'm going to stop messing up the intro. For anyone listening, this is why I used to read the intro.
Yeah, he stopped doing it, and I was like, oh, he confident. So I believed in him.
As you should, because I don't get embarrassed. So
fair enough.
I'm going to mess it up every week. I'm going to mess it up every week.
You get the gist. I'm not going to stop. Y'all get the gist.
And I'm not editing it either. I don't think I said that word right.
Nope.
Editing? Did I say editing or editing?
Okay. You stumbled a little bit. That's all I know.
Yeah. I did. All right. So there's no news in the Big Ten this week. Nothing happening. Nothing going on. No coaching's being fired, even though they should.
Nah, we're only going to have one of those.
We don't have.
If there's going to be another fire, it's going to be at the end of the season. But there's not going to be a middle of the season fire.
No, absolutely not. No divisions being. Getting rid of none of that. So no news, just games, just football. So quick hitters. We had a rough week this week. We both went 4-3. And it's like, it's 4-3. Like the best and worst thing about this is like, as I keep saying, as I said before, we're not allowed to change this in season.
Right.
So like,
but I will.
And it's too much. It's too much work to do like a, It's too much work to do like one before the season and then maintain one every week. Although that would be kind of fun.
I don't think it would be that hard, honestly. Because we give our opinion and think who is going to win the game while we talk about it, so we just can jot it down as we go.
Because if we did that, I think I would have been 7-7. Because I picked Illinois.
Did you really?
Yes.
We both did. Yeah.
Yeah. That was half the show last week.
Yeah. We probably would be both undefeated today. No.
No, you would have.
I would have lost one. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not sure if I would have lost one or not because I was low key talking about.
You didn't pick them.
Listen. Hold on. Actually, let me see. Because I actually did this. I do weekly picks. Weekly picks on my other podcast.
Right.
Let me see if I picked them. I actually don't think I did.
Yeah.
I was very close to it because you were pissing me off.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I think.
I didn't pick them. I did.
Yeah. I think I was even tagged in that, like, if I'm not mistaken.
So let's see. If we were doing this, I actually need to check my record. So this week on my other podcast, I went 6-7.
That's not bad.
Yeah. The only one I missed was Minnesota Purdue.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. It would be interesting to do it in season because things change.
We could do that. A mid-season thing. We could have a little mid-season bet.
All right. I'm with it.
I'll jot it down for this week.
Yeah. Okay. So. Six. It's technically 13 weeks, but 6 weeks in, that's a good time to start. It's a little late, but it's whatever.
Yeah.
What I was gonna say is it's a bad week in the worst way because like the teams that we wanted to be good but we didn't pick to be good are actually just good. Like Illinois is good. I only picked them to go 6-6, but
they're good. You know,
we're gonna get into Illinois. I have a lot to say about them. Total overall. I'm 42-14. Dante is 40-16. We're doing really good right now.
Doing pretty good.
We're doing really good right now. I don't know where we were at this point last year, but last year
we was probably about the same.
I don't know about that. Did I put this in here anywhere? I know I kept looking for it.
No, you might be right because I don't think we had the spoiler makers making their debut. Two or three times last year, so.
I'm trying to remember if I just said it or if I actually put it in the show plan anywhere on what we did last week. I don't think I did. I think I just said it. Because we had, what, like 30-something losses? 40-something losses, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so we're 5 weeks in and we only have 14. We would have to more than double our losses. We're gonna do better than we did last year.
It looks like it. It looks
like unless someone
because think about it. Like, do you think Wisconsin's gonna finish out the way we think Wisconsin's gonna finish out? See,
no, but they're still gonna win like 8 games.
Okay, but you're right.
So that's only like 2 losses. That's only like 2 losses. Off of our
or think of it. And then
Michigan State's going to be the bad one.
Yeah, because
they're going to win like 2 games.
That's going to mess
gonna
us both up.
6 losses but off of them.
I don't think. Also, I don't. I think Illinois winning up. Illinois wins more games, that's going to mess up other picks that we have because they win. So there's a good chance we might slide because of like Illinois being good and things like that.
We're gonna have some ugly weeks in Big Ten play.
Yeah. Like I think we're gonna have consistent 4-3 type weeks now.
That's tough.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for that. I enjoy the winning that we've been doing.
Yeah.
But it was always gonna be that way though, because like
we saw it by like week two.
Conference play is always easy. Like the thing that you want to do is you want to rack up a bunch of wins in out of conference play.
Yeah.
So then when conference play happens and anything can go on,
you still balance out
that buffer a little bit. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's gonna be interesting if things continue how it's looking, and I think it will. I think these teams are what they are now. So it's going to be fun. Like, it's going to be fun in a way where I told you I've been up on Illinois. I still think I'm still up on Minnesota and things like that. And like, you're going to be happy because you were definitely down on Michigan State, and they're proving you right.
I'm just so salty that I didn't put it in there.
We were both down on Iowa, and I wasn't even confident enough to go that fully down on Iowa.
Yeah. I think that's going to be my biggest lesson for like next year when we're doing this is like, just like, not that I know everything, but like, just like have conviction.
Yeah.
Just have conviction. Yeah. And even though it's hard to pick sometimes where the loss is going to happen, just have conviction and do it.
Yeah.
Because I would be doing so much better if I had conviction in some of the things that I said.
Yep.
I said Maryland could be an 8-win team. They're going to win 8 or 9 games.
It looks like it.
I said Iowa wasn't going to be good, but I didn't reflect that. I wasn't high on Michigan State, and I still have them winning too many games.
Yep.
And it's like, if I would have flipped some of those things.
I think at one point we both were like, if Illinois wins 8 games, I don't think we're going to be that surprised. And like, yeah, we're even still surprised. We're still surprised about how good they actually turned out to be. So it's just, yeah, we should have just believed in what we were thinking.
Yeah. So I was way off. We were 95-73. I was 95-73. You were 93-75.
By this time?
Or no, like, yeah, at the end.
Oh,
including the bowl games. That was our final.
Oh, we're not getting 70 something low.
No, that's what I'm saying.
We're not gonna do that bad.
We're doing way too good to have 70.
Yeah, now I kind of really want to know what we were at week 5.
And I didn't track it like I am now.
Yeah.
Because it, like, this, like, finding our final was really hard.
Yeah.
Because I had to go through every single one and count it up, because I tracked it on one of our spreadsheets, but we didn't do a running total.
Yeah.
So I literally had to go through each thing and be like, this was your thing, and kind of add it up. It took me like way too long.
Damn.
So
yeah.
But no.
But look, I mean, you live and learn. We're getting better this year, like we said. So.
And what was the goal? I said I want to get 60% or something like that, because last year we were both right around 50 something.
Yeah, we should be able to pull that off.
We haven't had a losing week yet. There's absolutely going to be a week where we have more losses than wins, but
that could be this week.
Man, let me see. Could it be this week?
That could be this week. I think we both have Michigan State probably winning their next game, and I don't think they will. Let's take a look.
Yeah, no, so you had them lose. Oh, wait, I'm on the wrong week. That's week 7. Okay.
No. They play Ohio State next week. So we're fine. We're good.
We're going to go 3-2 again, most likely, because Illinois is going to beat Iowa, and Maryland's going to beat Purdue, and we didn't pick either of those. Unless you still believe in Purdue, then so we'll be 3-2 or 4-1, because Illinois is definitely going to win. But the other ones were easy games to pick.
Yeah. Okay. So all right, we're going to have a winning week this week. Yeah, we're doing pretty good. I think we might touch like high 60% winning percentage.
The streets are talking.
Yeah.
Streets are talking.
And if we just believed in what we really was talking about, we probably only have like 4 or 5 L's between the both of us by now.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm scrolling ahead and I can't see a week where we're gonna do really bad. I can't see a week where we're really just gonna like screw.
It would just have to be like some weird thing happening.
Okay. I think I found it. No, that's still only a couple losses. So week 10, there's Iowa and Purdue, and we probably picked Iowa. No, I picked Purdue because Iowa never beats Purdue for some odd reason, I think. Either way, so there's Iowa, Purdue. There's Maryland, Wisconsin, which could be an L because Maryland could beat Wisconsin. There's Michigan State, Illinois. We probably picked Michigan State.
Yeah.
There's Nebraska, Minnesota. We both picked Minnesota. And then there's Penn State. No, damn, that's not a bad week either. Okay, Purdue, Illinois, Nebraska, Wisconsin.
And we both have Iowa losing to.
Week 11 is going to be bad. Because we have No, that's the only couple. There's Purdue, Illinois, which could be one. There's Wisconsin, Iowa, which could be one. Maryland, Penn State could be one.
Yeah.
That's still only three. I'm cautious of getting excited that we're going to kill this.
Michigan, Rutgers could be one. Michigan State and Rutgers could be one.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Illinois. That Illinois-Michigan game is going to be great. What if Illinois beats Michigan?
Yo. That'd be crazy. They beat them the same. Because if they beat them using their same game plan that Michigan was using last year.
Which is what they just did to Wisconsin?
Yeah. Ooh. That'd be crazy. I do think Michigan's defense is better than Wisconsin.
They are.
Yeah, by far.
I won't say by far, but.
I don't know. I think Wisconsin's defense is kind of stinky.
I've seen some leaks and
I'll give you that. You've seen some. I've seen a complete flood now.
I think part of it is they played Ohio State and Illinois. Like they're gonna look like everyone does this. They're gonna look good again. They're not a good defense. They're going to be statistically good, but they're not.
Usually, when you come off of any team that come off of a Ohio State beating, beats the team the next week. Because it's usually a game like Illinois.
Hey, Illinois, not Illinois no more.
Nope.
Let them know. We ain't doing none of that shit. Last quick hitter. I don't know if you saw me send you this on Twitter. But supposedly, I'm a bully.
Oh, yeah. No,
and I'm bullying Northwestern. Because, first of all, that makes sense, right? Me single-handedly can bully an entire school and football program, right? Like, I can bully a football team. Yeah. That makes sense in general as a concept. But also, I'm bullying them for wanting them to want more. Like if that's the case, yes, I'm bullying them.
Sure.
I'm bullying them sure. to stop accepting mediocrity. If that's the case, I'm totally fine with it. I believe in bullying. I've said it on this before. I believe in bullying. We just don't bully on the things that you can't change. We don't bully on race, religion, sexual identity, disability status, any of that stuff. Race, religion, none of that. But if you smell, I'm telling you, you stink.
I mean,
and Northwestern stinks. I'm just saying you stink. Put on some deodorant. Fire your coach.
Yeah, because I mean, because like
it's 2022. Stop wearing Axe. We don't wear Axe body spray no more.
Like, because I read the thread, right? And I was like, listen,
he's an idiot. And then he's a Michigan fan. He's not even a Northwestern fan. He's a and I knew he was a Michigan fan immediately because he said, you're a fan of Ohio. And they call us Ohio instead of Ohio State. And we say that team up north. Nobody else calls us Ohio except Michigan fans. And I read that and I was like, why is a Northwestern fan calling me Ohio? And then I click on his thing. He's a freaking Michigan fan who lives in the state of Michigan.
Like, it's a young team this year. It's not.
It's literally not.
It can't be because Northwestern is bad at recruiting. So.
Like, I'm like, bro, I've looked at the roster. You're just saying anything. It's not. Half of their starters, I know you didn't because you know, intelligence, but I've actually seen it. Half of their starters are contributors from their 2020 national championship. Koko Azima was a starter in 2020. There's another safety that was on there. One of their linebackers. Like, I've been talking
about this. You were young when that happened.
For 2 years, their left tackle Gronowski, their quarterback is like a fifth-year starter. They're not a young team; they just suck.
And they won that national champion. They won that national championship because of circumstances and stipulations.
And that's the other thing. I'm ready. Like, people were talking about, like, someone tweeted, there's like in one of the things that we've been saying, like, the COVID year was an aberration. And yeah. They mentioned Indiana going undefeated, going 6-2 in Big Ten games, and they're 0-10 since the COVID year. Mm-hmm. I said the other aberration was Northwestern.
Yeah.
And so you were like, for me, Northwestern hasn't won the division since 2018.
Yeah.
Because 2020 was an aberration. So that's 2019, 2021, 2022 of dog shit years in a row. with nothing. And that's the thing. This is an older team. So yeah, it's going to get worse because these players aren't good enough to go to the league. So they're going to come back. Your young players aren't going to get any playing time. If any of the young players are good, they're going to transfer like
transfer easily
to Notre Dame. And then the rest are not better than the starters that suck. So they're going to suck too. And it's going to spiral. And I'm telling you now, if they don't do it next year, which they're not going to, they're going to go on a crazy bowl game skid 5, 6, 7 years without making a bowl game because they're getting rid of divisions.
Yep.
And Rutgers will beat them right now. Indiana would probably beat them right now. Maryland, Ohio State, all of them are beating them. Purdue's beating them. Minnesota's beating them. Wisconsin and Iowa still are beating them. Who are they winning? Who are they
beating? They can't beat Illinois. Like, they lost to Southern Illinois. Like, you're losing the team. Like, you're old. Even if you were young, you're still losing the teams you shouldn't be losing to. Because, like, you're still the Big Ten. You shouldn't be losing these games. And honestly, you almost lost to Nebraska. You could be 0-for right now. I thought that was hilarious because I did see that and I was like, they just suck. I was like, they suck. They suck.
Yeah. They honestly should have lost to Nebraska. Mm-hmm. Nebraska's coach just wanted 15 mil, and I'm not mad at him. Not. So, okay, here's the thing. Obviously, the Big Ten's not going to read my article and pick the teams that I picked. But it makes sense, okay? Mm-hmm. And so these are the teams that I came up with to keep for Northwestern when they get rid of divisions.
Okay.
Illinois, Michigan, and Purdue. Illinois, because they're both in the state of Illinois. That's an in-state rivalry.
Okay.
Purdue, because that's the next state over, and you want to keep it localized. And then Michigan, because they needed someone, and I think they have it's a newer one, but they have some sort of trophy game, and they needed a third team. If that was their thing, that's 3 guaranteed losses every year. Currently.
Kinda. Yeah. No, not kinda. Yeah, you're right. Currently, right now, how things are going, yeah. Yes, every single time. Yep.
It could change.
And that could be for like 6 years, 6 or 7 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Purdue may not stay at an 8-9 win team, but they're not going back to 3.
They're not
going
to lose to Northwestern. They're
going to go up, yep, to an 8-9 win team.
And Michigan is Michigan. So
Michigan, yeah, is Michigan.
That could be 10 years of them losing that game. And 10 years sounds like a lot, but like if you think about it, how fast time flies. You next thing you know, you'd be like, it's been 10 years since Northwestern's had a Big Ten win.
Like, yeah, I mean, yeah,
yeah.
Like it could get to that very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And all I'm saying is if you don't get a coach who wants to have a good quarterback, if you don't get a coach who wants to recruit, if you don't get a coach who believes that offense is a thing,
yep,
it's going to get very ugly very fast.
I've seen this happen before. I've seen it happen in college. I've seen it happen in the NFL. Like, I've seen this happen. Like, Miami was that team. And for a long time in the NFL, just couldn't get a win in their own division. Shit, the Browns. I mean, it happens. Like, this could easily happen, and it's all and because we're bullying. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I understand you're an Ohio State fan. You've been spoiled. Whatever. First of all, you're a Michigan fan.
So have you?
They've always been right under Ohio State.
So have you?
Y'all haven't had no losing seasons. Y'all problem is just you can't beat us.
Yeah.
Y'all still winning 10-11 games. And that's every year.
Part. That's still the crazy part because it's like saying because you're an Ohio State fan, you've been spoiled. And I'm going, yeah, and I want other teams to understand why I'm spoiled. Like, I want them to feel, yeah, that too. I'm a bully.
I'm wrong.
You know what it feels like. Yeah. Like
I'm trying to share the wealth.
That makes no sense. That's truly arguing for the sake of arguing. That's all that was.
Yes. Yeah,
that's all that was. Because if you just think about it a little bit, there's no reason to be like to to combat what you said, because it's like, no. Yeah, y'all shouldn't be this bad. Y'all, because again, you did win 11 games and won the championship. So, like, why are you this bad that fast?
And then he just kept bringing up things that actually don't matter to on-the-field performance. He's like, well, the announcers on TV are saying they wouldn't have the new facility if it wasn't for him. Okay, I never said he wasn't a nice guy. I never said he couldn't raise money, first of all. And then I was like, what does that even mean? He said, that means he's selling tickets. No, it doesn't, dummy. No, it doesn't. Because tickets don't fund anything. You don't make no money off of ticket sales. And if they were selling so many tickets, they wouldn't be building a new stadium that has 12,000 less seats.
Like, no. Tickets, no.
If they were really selling
that was literally things, funding.
They wouldn't be going 12. They're being funded because rich boosters who just spend money.
Which, again, if you just know sports in general, you would know that that makes no sense. Because it's always about funding when it comes to college and even high school stadiums. Because it's like, you're supposed to be non-profit. So like that's always funding for that. Like, yes, they might use ticket money for things like maybe new equipment, maybe new helmets and stuff like that. But a whole new stadium and a whole new workout facility, that is funded money. Always is, always will be. Everyone knows that.
So I redid this. I redid the article with 16 teams. And so with 16 teams, it's a little easier. It's Illinois, Rutgers, and Indiana. For Northwestern. So they're going 1-2, 2-1.
Sometimes. Yeah. Three. Yeah. Because you could probably get a win against Rutgers, and you could probably get one against
Indiana. This year,
you're right, losing all three games.
They would lose all three.
They haven't won a Big Ten game. Oh, no. My bad. They snuck away with the Nebraska win because Nebraska just did not want to win.
The coach wanted his extra
stuff. Because if Nebraska's coach wanted to keep his job, they would have won that game.
And again, if my job came to me right now, if we fire you before December, we're going to fire you, but your buyout is going to be double your salary, fire me now.
I'm doing everything I possibly can to get fired.
I'm getting fired. I'm coming late. I'm not showing up. Like, I'm talking disrespectful. Like,
bro,
I'm wearing jeans and a t-shirt. I don't even have no jeans with holes in them because I don't like them. I'm going to buy a pair of jeans with holes in them.
This man said I'm going to spend money to get fired. Make money. No, that's crazy. That is an insane take to say that you're bullying when you're like, bro, why do they suck?
I'm bullying because I want them to be better. You're right.
Because it's like, it just, because the reason them sucking doesn't make sense if you're going to bring up 2020. Because then again, it's like, they shouldn't be this bad 2 years later.
Which has always been my point. I'm not saying he has to win 100 games all the time. I'm just saying, how can you go from winning the Big Ten to immediately only being able to win 2 games? You can't maintain 6-6. Look at Iowa.
You can't maintain 8 games.
Worst years. Look at like other teams' worst years. Their worst years are still 6-7 wins.
Yeah.
Like Wisconsin is absolutely in a bad year right now. They're going to make a bowl game.
Like, because it really makes it doesn't make any sense to me to go from winning what they won 11 games during that or something like that, or 10 something 2020. Yeah.
No, 2020, it was like 8 because there was 8 or 9 because it was a shortened season.
Right. So 8 or 9 games, and they went 2-2. It looks like they might pull off again.
Yeah.
That's crazy. 8-2, then little next year when everybody just can play, when everybody plays their games, 2, not 4. You didn't drop half. You dropped 2-2. That's insane.
Yeah,
I would have said something as a fan. I wouldn't be like, "Yo, what the is going on here? Like, what the hell? we were just good. Like, what's going on? Literally. Nah.
Wisconsin is 2-3 and can reasonably win every single one of their last 7. They're not gonna win all of them, I don't think, but they could. They could beat Northwestern. They're actually probably
going to beat Northwestern.
They're going to beat Northwestern, and they're
Northwestern is not going to get a win in the Big Ten this year at all.
They're going to beat Northwestern, and they're going to beat Michigan State. They can beat Purdue. Who knows if they do? Let's just say they don't. That's two wins. Maryland, they can beat Maryland. Let's just say they don't. They're going to beat Iowa, and they're going to beat Nebraska. That's bowl game right there. That's 6-6, and their worst year in decades. And that could still be a 7-8 win if they beat Maryland, which they easily could, and if they beat Purdue, which, again, they easily could, or if they beat Minnesota, who is absolutely the better team, but it's a rivalry game.
Yep.
Anything can happen in rivalry games.
Yeah. So, yeah.
This could be the ugliest 9-win Wisconsin team ever.
And still 9 wins.
I don't think they're going to do it. I don't think they're going to, but – that's all I'm saying. You can maintain 6-7 wins a year.
I'm sorry. No, yeah, no. And we, and I still,
to this, and the worst division in the Big Ten, by the way.
Yeah. Because, and I'm looking at Northwestern's end of their year. They're going to win one game this year.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And
they luckily did it. So they could, they could be 0-for. They should be 0-for.
We love doing this. We do it every once in a while. Let's go down their schedule. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin, loss. Bye week, loss. They might as well fire him in the bye week.
Yep.
Maryland, loss.
Yep.
Iowa, oh, that's going to be such a gross game. But loss.
Ohio State, you know what? You know, crazy.
Purdue, loss. Illinois, loss.
The Iowa game, you say it's going to be gross, and you're right. And it's going to be funny because Iowa's going to find a way to put up like 40 points.
Yeah, they're going to have like 2 pick sixes. They're going to do them how they did Rutgers.
Yep.
That's going to be a crazy loss.
Even Iowa's offense is going to move down the field. I've watched Northwestern. Northwestern's defense.
Iowa forces turnovers. Spencer Petras loves to throw interceptions. And Evan Hall, he's not Spencer Petras. That's the other one. Ryan Helinski loves to throw interceptions. Mm-hmm. And Evan Hall likes to fumble. Doing that against Iowa is a death wish.
Yeah.
Speaking of Iowa, I think it's funny that Iowa was like not moving the ball against Michigan because of course they weren't. And then Michigan like fumbles the ball inside the 40, or they have like a bad punt or something. And I tweet, Iowa got the ball in the 40. They're finally going to score, and they got a touchdown on the drive. Like, if you give Iowa the ball on the plus side of the 40, they're going to find a way to score.
Yeah.
If they're on the other side of the 50 where most drives start, they're screwed.
They're not doing anything. They're not moving. Mm-mm.
But yeah, so I'm a bully for wanting better for Northwestern than Northwestern wants for itself. So
obviously,
good to know.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into our review. What game you want to start with?
What were you about to say?
I was gonna say let's do the upset we're least excited about.
Okay.
We didn't want Minnesota to lose. So let's do that one. Minnesota lost this game. It was really an ugly game on both sides. Neither team wanted to win. Aiden O'Connell was absolutely not fully healthy. I think there was 5 total interceptions in this game. 3 on one team, 2 on the other. Aiden O'Connell just absolutely not fully healthy. It was just throwing stuff that he doesn't normally throw. I mean, Mo Ibrahim was injured, so that's not his name. All these quarterbacks are the same. Tanner Morgan had to throw the ball more, didn't have it. He was throwing interceptions.
Which is weird because he threw the ball a lot last week and looked fine.
But it's different when it's like play action and things and people are still having to hold for the run and kind of stuff. Trey Potts, who's actually a good running back, just wasn't good. And that's why I think it's partially not just the fact that Mo Ibrahim was out, because Trey Potts looked amazing last year.
Mm-hmm.
Mo was out last year. He just did not have a great game.
So Purdue, from what I saw, Purdue was tackling like hard. They were making sure they hit and like put multiple bodies on the tackle. It was an aggressive defensive performance by Purdue today. Which I can appreciate. I'm not going to lie, because I didn't think Purdue's Purdue had toughness on any side of the ball. So yeah. It was appreciated to watch, but I was sick that it happened, if anything.
Yeah. But it was a really close game for most of it. For most of the game, it was 10-10. Purdue pulls it out 20-10 to win an ugly game. Yeah. And I don't think this matters much. Like I had Minnesota at 10-2, and it matters for you a little bit because you thought they were going to go undefeated. And I was trying to tell you, football just don't work like that. And this is a team that lost to Bowling Green, so they were going to find a way to lose. I still think they're the best team. Or second best, because I'm drinking the Illinois Kool-Aid. I am.
You might look. I'm drinking
the Illinois Kool-Aid.
I but don't they know are if you should be that much on the train. And trust me, I like it. I love Illinois. I don't think so just yet.
So here's the thing. The biggest thing with Illinois is can they maintain like learning how to win? That's the hardest part of going from being bad to being good is learning how to win. Yeah. The reason why I'm high on Illinois is not Illinois individually per se. It's because I've seen every other team play.
Yeah.
Iowa's garbage. Northwestern is garbage.
Awful.
The only team, like legitimately the because of one, their style of play, and two, just what these rosters are right now, the only other team in the West that is capable of beating them without Illinois just having a bad day is Minnesota.
Yeah.
Because Illinois' defense is very good, actually. Like, I'm ready to say it's very good. And it was good last year.
It was good last year.
They were a good rushing team
last year before.
Yeah, and they have a really good defensive line. They're actually doing something. So Iowa's not moving the ball on them. And Tommy DeVito, is not anywhere near the best quarterback in the world. But he does not make bad decisions. And most of their passing offense is throwing screens to Isaiah Williams. It's really hard to pick off a screen. They don't really do deep shots. And against Iowa, they just probably won't. So Iowa can't beat them. Northwestern can't beat them. Nebraska can't beat them. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin could have beat them and got blew out.
Yep.
So it's only Minnesota. So there's no choice but to be high on them. And Illinois can win a game against Minnesota. I'm not saying that they're going to, but me saying they're either 1A, 1B, or they're the second best team in the West, that's just what it is.
Yeah, and you know
everyone else sucks.
Yeah, and you know what? You're right, and I have to take that back because I said earlier in this year, I was like, don't be surprised if Illinois becomes Purdue or Michigan State this season. And by the looks of it in the West – yeah, they're the second best team. They're the second best team in the West, and especially to blow out Wisconsin, where we both thought we were like, this could happen, but like I think it's going to be next year, and they're like, nah, we're here now. It's this year, and I'm not mad at it. Yeah. But back on the Purdue Minnesota game, when I was watching that game, I think Minnesota was waiting for Purdue to kind of lay down, and then Purdue never did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the thing with, you know, it's the reverse from Illinois, but it's kind of the same.
Yeah.
Minnesota is trying to go from a middle team to a top team.
Mm-hmm.
And top teams, you have to put your foot down.
Yeah. What they did last week, they should have done this week as well.
Like the thing about Ohio State, Michigan, Georgia, Bama, you're always going to get teams best. They're always going to – Ohio State blew out Rutgers. Rutgers was doing onside kicks in the first quarter. Doing trick plays, all of that kind of stuff. You're always going to get the best. They're not going to lay down. You have to make them.
Yeah.
And that was the problem with what Georgia did this week. That is, like, you have to put them to sleep. They're not just going to lay down because they see you as something. And if you want to get into that tier – if you want to get into that year-over-year top five team in the Big Ten, and I'm not sure that they can do it. I'm very worried about Minnesota next year all of their success has been with the same four players. And I'm very worried about, you know, what's going to happen when they don't have Tanner and Mo and Chris Ottman-Bell and John Michael Schwartz and stuff. But this is your year. You have to be able to put your foot down on these teams because they're not going to give up.
Yeah.
And Purdue wants it to be their year because Purdue didn't have the same level of success, but they won 9 games. They beat 2 top 5 teams. They think they can win the West too.
Yeah. Yeah. So they should have done what they did last week, this week, and they kind of just came out and was like, just lay down Purdue. Because again, like you said, O'Connell didn't look good. He looked hurt. No. So they just thought eventually they would lay down, and the defense just didn't.
And that is always my problem with Minnesota, and that's why I haven't had a problem picking them to win the West, mm-hmm. because PJ Fleck is a good coach, but he always does this. He always has one of these games where the team doesn't show up, whether it's against a good team or a bad team. It's just like there's always a sort of like up and downness with his teams, and they struggle to maintain. And I'm not saying that's a terrible thing. That's hard. One of the biggest reasons I advocate for a 12-team playoff, and I've gotten multiple Twitter arguments about this, is college football is the only sport in the world where you expect perfection.
Yeah.
You win 90, you go 90 and 60 in baseball, and you had an amazing season.
Yeah.
If you go 160, you had an amazing season. Like, this is one of the best seasons of all time. You won 100 games. The Dodgers just won 110 games, which means they're going to go 110 and like 52 or something like that at worst. That's an amazing season. Mm-hmm. If you go 60 and 20 in basketball, then like, this is one of the best seasons of all time, because most teams are 50 and 30. Like, mm-hmm. if you go, you can go 12 and 5 in the NFL, and they're like, yep, number one seed, great season. If you go now it's 14-3. It's like, oh, this is like 14 wins, 3 losses. That's crazy. This is the only sport. Don't give me a college basketball. Like, what are you, the college? Like, this is the only sport in the world where you have to be undefeated.
And undefeated, one loss, but you have to hope one or two other teams has one loss.
And I think that one of the best parts about the 12-team playoff is teams are going to be able to have a loss or two. You're not expecting 18-year-olds to be perfect.
Yeah, and you can't tell me a team that lost 2 games or 1 game isn't good enough to still win the championship.
Especially depending on who they lost to. And here's the thing. Especially when you're talking about teams that can win a championship, you know, Minnesota may have a 21, 22-year-old. You know, Mississippi State may have a 21 and 22-year-old. Mm-hmm. Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, what USC is trying to be, Clemson. Well, not Clemson, because they're a little different. Those teams almost never have a player who's 21.
No.
Because you do 3 years, and a lot of us, because of the way the American school system works, where you can leave. For September or October, most of us turn 21 in the spring or the summer. So most of them are turning 21 in the NFL because they're only there for 3 years. Yeah. So you're literally dealing with 18. CJ Stroud is a 2-year start at Ohio State. He's 20.
Mm-hmm.
He's not 21. He's 20, 2-year start at
Ohio State. He could go into the draft, right? After this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
He will be entering. I don't know when his birthday is, but I'm fairly positive he'll be in, because he's young for his group. I'm fairly positive he'll be entering the draft at 20.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
He actually might be 19, because he's actually kind of young for his
age. I thought he was 17 coming out when he came.
He was something He's
like, I thought he played.
Braylon Allen is literally 18 right now. Braylon mm-hmm. Allen was 17 his rookie year, his freshman year last year.
Yeah, so, that was what I was about to say. I thought the same thing with Stroud, too. He was 17 when he was playing.
I think he was 18 and he turned 19 after the season, which means I think he's 19 now. I don't know. Either way, he's young. The point is, he's young. He's not 21 yet.
He'll be 20 going into the draft.
Yeah. So I think it's fine that you give these kids a second chance and you don't expect perfection. Like, these coaches are going crazy. Like, I say it all the time, and I understand that I'm part of the problem. Ohio State fans, myself included, were pissed off at 11-2 last year. Ryan Day has spent the entire offseason talking about how terrible it felt for him because they lost 2 games.
Mm-hmm.
Being honest, that's not right. Like, it's
it's not correct.
Part of the problem, it shouldn't be like. 11-2 is a spectacular season.
And then
it doesn't matter.
Like, both losses you kind of earn. Like, y'all earned those.
Yeah. We were an 11-2 team. That is who we were. We were not better than that.
Yeah.
I don't even remember how we got on this. We were talking about it's not a bad thing that Minnesota loses a game here and there.
It's hard
to be perfect. Like, it's just it. Yeah. So, any final thoughts on Purdue, Minnesota?
No, it was an ugly game in a way.
Yeah.
Even for Purdue standards, for Purdue to win that game, they won an ugly game and that they could have easily lost for real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. So I think that the biggest thing that I have to say on this is Minnesota, don't let it spiral.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't think they will.
Don't let it spiral.
Because I think they're too old. Like you said, the core is, I think they're mentally tougher than that. They're mentally mature to let that spiral. Because usually, Mo's going to play next week.
Yeah.
So,
because I think it was just like an ankle sprain type thing. Mm-hmm. He should be fine. So, okay. So, Maryland, Michigan State. I will give a little bit of credit. A little bit. Michigan State played better on defense than they have before.
Okay.
Because Maryland could have easily, with their offense, put up 50.
How much did Maryland put up? I did not get a chance to see this game. I had a busy day yesterday, so.
Hold on. What was the final score? It was 34. Hold on. Maryland. It was
27-13. Oh. Oh, yeah. No, Michigan State's defense did play well then.
They played a lot. Yeah, they played a lot better than they had been, which is a positive sign that maybe they do have a little bit of pride. But
that offense,
end of the day, Maryland's still the better team.
Yeah.
This is what it is. Maryland's still the better team. I want to give some credit to Tulua, just like his coach did, playing that game after what happened to his brother.
Yeah.
He said after the game, he was flying straight to Florida to go see his brother. Brothers are brothers, but they're really close.
Right.
And so definitely was playing that with a heavy heart a couple days after it looked like his brother may have been paralyzed. Thankfully, he wasn't. But yeah, I mean, they came out and they did what they had to do.
It wasn't the
prettiest game, but like the biggest thing in sports, when you're clunkers, they still beat a Big Ten West opponent, a Big Ten East opponent who normally beats them. Yeah. They still beat them by 14.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see that game, but it sounds like they did their job. Yeah. Like, you don't always have to put up 40 something points. Like, you just do your job. If you keep that team from scoring two touchdowns, or at least, you know, it sounded like it was probably a touchdown and two field goals.
Yeah.
For Michigan State. That's what I'm guessing. That's what they put up on offense. That's a good game.
And after the Michigan loss, a game that they have the right to feel like they should have won. They didn't, but they have the right in that locker room to feel like they could have won that game.
They could have,
goes different, because at the end of the day, if they don't give up that touchdown because of the bad kick, it goes into overtime.
Yeah.
They lost by 7 points, and they spotted them 7.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, for them to be like the same thing I'm saying with Minnesota, when you lose a close game, you feel like you should have won, not letting it spiral.
Yeah.
And sure, Michigan State is struggling, but they do still have talent, and they're still a team that typically beats you, Maryland. And so for them to do that, I think that shows a level of mental toughness and stuff, kind of like what you're talking about with having that older core. Tulua's in his third year.
Yep.
Rakeem Jarrett, Dante Dimas Jr. are back. Maryland's defense is sneaky good, honestly. Like,
I saw it against Michigan.
I've been giving them credit for, which is not that we haven't been giving them credit. It's just they normally suck. So
an offensive driven team. Like, the defense comes second.
And now their defense actually, like, you know, it's not that they're great, but they actually have the ability to make a couple stops here and there and some stuff like that. And that's only obviously going to help the offense. So
what you want to do as a defense is get off the field, and they've proven that they can do that.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you make a mistake or you something, hold them to field goals and not touchdowns.
Yep. Bend, don't break type of mentality.
Yep. So good for Maryland. They're looking very good. Michigan State may be having some buyer's remorse. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. I want Mel Tucker to succeed. I do. But he had not been successful. I want
somebody to get him a fan.
Had not been successful previously, and so it is still, and I said it when it happened, it is still a bad financial decision to give him all that money.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Off of one season, off of the transfer portal. Like, so he's going to be there forever because they can't fire him because his buyout's got to be crazy. But he's going to have to reevaluate after this year and say, listen, this, and we talked about it a couple weeks ago, the biggest problem with them being successful in year two is it makes them think they're a good team and they can just reload instead of actually building a good team. You didn't build a good team. You found Kenneth Walker in the transfer portal. What happens when you don't have Kenneth Walker? Because you don't have anyone else, this is what happens.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, Michigan State's going to have a bad year. They'll be lucky to win a couple more games. I mean, let's go through their schedule really quickly before we move on. Michigan State. So right now they're, 2-3, right?
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Washington, Minnesota, Maryland. Yeah, they lost 3 in a row. Washington, Minnesota, Maryland. So next week, so they're 2-3. Next week they have Ohio State. That's 2-4. Then they play Wisconsin. Two bad teams that are struggling. Who do you have winning that game?
I have in
not what you picked beforehand. Like right now.
Right now, I honestly have to watch. I have to watch Wisconsin. No, they play Northwestern this next week, so I don't care. I don't know who I would have winning this game. I can't lie to you. I'm stumped. I might go Michigan State.
I'm not.
Really?
I'm going Wisconsin, yeah, because Michigan State has no offense. And Wisconsin's defense is still good. Except for Ohio, when it rained, it poured against Illinois. But Illinois was not putting up points like that in the first half.
Right.
And everyone else hasn't put up a lot of points. And Michigan State doesn't have an offense or a running game.
Okay.
And Braylon Allen's not going to keep having bad games, which is something we need to talk about because he had a really bad game. But
I don't know. So, man. Look, he seemed like he can get stopped.
Listen. Either way, okay, let's give it to you. So they're 2-3. I'll give it to you. So that puts them at 3-4. Mm-hmm. Michigan lost. 3-5. Illinois.
I think they lose that game.
3-6. Rutgers.
They're being they
win, right. So yeah. They win Rutgers. That's 4-6. Indiana.
They should
win 5-6. Penn State.
5-7. Yep.
So at best they're 5-7, and yep, that's them beating Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Which I don't believe is gonna happen.
So 4-8 you see happening. Yeah, yes. I can see that. I can see that. I can see 3-9. I'm not gonna lie to you, I can see 3-9 because I think they could lose the record.
They probably won't, but they could.
Yeah, they probably won't. I'm 4-8 is probably 5-7 is the safe bet. 4-8 is probably the realistic one.
I mean, they could lose to Indiana. Indiana's not good, but Indiana's knowing that their coach is about to get fired. They could play a good game.
Is he?
Probably not, but he should be.
I was about to say, you said that very confidently. I was like, wait, is he?
That was way too confident.
For me. I was like, I haven't heard anything about a hot seat for anybody. Yeah. I barely heard a hot seat for Scott Frost. So, like...
No, that one was out there. You wasn't paying attention.
That might be it.
All right, so last game before we go to break and we start previewing. Illinois. God damn it.
Gosh. That is crazy.
They did it, and I told you they would. My biggest thing, as I say before, is do they know how to win?
Mm-hmm.
That is the hardest thing when you're playing a team that typically has your numbers, and it didn't matter.
Yeah.
I think it was like maybe 14-10 at half or something. It was pretty close.
I thought it was 10-10 at half. Or, you know, you might have been right. I think Wisconsin was up 14-10 at half.
Illinois was up. Wisconsin wasn't winning at half.
You might be right. Yeah.
So, hold on. Where's that at? Yeah, because I don't think Wisconsin scored in the second half at all.
No, I don't think so. No. I think they stayed at
it. Ended at 10 points. So, yeah, I think it was like 14-10 at half. And they came out and they said, nah, that's not enough. That's not enough. That was cute, but we figured you out. Wisconsin kind of limited Chase Brown a little bit in the first half. He broke out. He's like, nah, I can't be stopped. Like you played good. It's literally like how Penn State plays Ohio State. Like, Illinois was absolutely the best team. It was like they let them close for a half, and then they go into halftime adjustments, and they're like, we're better than them. And then they put the foot on the gas.
Yeah. That's exactly, that's a perfect, comparison. Because I know at one point I was watching, because I was watching the Minnesota-Purdue game. Like, I was focused on that while I was out. And when that game ended, I went back and looked at the Illinois game. And I was like, I was just shocked by the score, because I was like, I thought Illinois might pull it off. I just didn't think it'd be that bad.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I felt vindicated, because I was like, I'm high on Illinois. I was that high. And now they beat Wisconsin handedly. They're definitely, like we said, they're the best team, the second best team in the West.
Yeah, they have a great running back. Yep. They have a really solid offensive line. They have a quarterback who doesn't get them in trouble.
Nope.
And their defense is better than expected. I'm ready to call it an actual good defense. I'm not ready to call Maryland's a good defense yet, but Illinois, that's back-to-back years, they have a good defense. And it's hilarious. I know it's early. I know it's early and things could change, but it's hilarious how everyone talks about, oh, it's easy to do that in the Big Ten. And there are multiple Big Ten teams that have top 15 defenses right now. You can say whatever you want to through 5 a.m. There are multiple Big Ten teams who have top 10, 15 defenses right now.
Yeah.
And that's why I always find it funny. They're like, oh, yeah, well, you can easily do that in the Big Ten. The Big Ten, they don't have nothing. It's like, nah, they play defense in the Big Ten.
Yeah, there's good defense. To be fair, there's not a lot of great offenses in the Big Ten.
No, but they play defense.
Yeah, they play defense.
But yeah, I mean, it was a great game. We don't have to talk much about this because we've talked about Illinois a lot just spread throughout. But yeah. I genuinely think that Illinois could win the West.
I'm not mad at that at all.
I'm half a second away from picking it.
Yeah,
If they blow out Iowa, I might pick it.
I don't even think they need to blow out. If they beat Iowa, I'm going to be like, damn, Minnesota. You might have some trouble.
Minnesota absolutely should not lose to Iowa, but they could, because Tanner Morgan could throw a couple interceptions.
Because I don't even think they're gonna throw the ball. I think they're gonna run down their throat. Like, everybody who definitely demolishes Iowa, they just run the ball.
What is the point? What are you throwing the ball for?
They can't stop the run at all. Like, just run the ball.
Yeah. So, yeah. Any final thoughts on Illinois, Wisconsin?
Man, I'm just happy that the two teams in the West that I thought were going to be good are good. Illinois and Minnesota.
This was a no doubt about it. They whooped their ass, and that's the best part about it. There's no
dogs. I said Iowa was going to lose to Illinois because. I'm just looking at it. Iowa has to go to Illinois.
Did you say that, or did you actually pick it on your
thing? I don't think I picked it, but that was my thing. I was like, Iowa could lose that game because they have to go to Illinois. And I was like, if Illinois is good going into that game, which they are, it's going to be hard to play there. It's going to be really hard to play there.
That's a loss. Iowa's about to lose 3 games in a row.
Yeah, probably.
Yep. Because they have Ohio State after Illinois.
Oh, yep.
3 games in a row.
And it might be 3. Did they get blown out this week?
No. It was
going to be a loss and then 2 blowouts.
It was like 27-14 or something like that.
Oh, so they're gonna get blown out by Illinois if Illinois can do that to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to get blown out twice.
Hate to see it.
Yeah, tragic.
Truly, truly hate to see it. All right. Well, we are going to take a quick break for the ads. Let's run down the scores of all of them. Nebraska beat Indiana 35-21. Purdue beat Minnesota 20-10. Ohio State beat Rutgers 49-10. Illinois beat Wisconsin 34-10. Maryland beat Michigan State 27-13. Penn State beat Northwestern 17-7. That is disgusting. We're going to have a conversation about Penn State at some point, because only 17 points against Northwestern, you're tripping. Five turnovers? Come on now. And then Michigan beat Iowa 27-14. We're going to take a quick break for the ads, and we'll be right back. What's good, everybody? Welcome back to Land Grant Holy Land's I-70 Football Show. As always, I'm your host, Jordan. I'm here with Dante. We're talking about the Big Ten. We're talking about good games. And I think we're right. First of all, I would just like to say, not that these people listen to our podcast, but ours dropped first. Someone else called this Separation Saturday, and I was like, yep.
Yeah.
There's not a better word for it. We called it Separation Saturday, and that's what it was.
Yep.
Minnesota did not separate themselves, unfortunately. Illinois separated itself. Ohio State, obviously. Michigan, Maryland separated itself. There's a lot of teams that separated themselves. Nebraska separated themselves from the bottom of the bottom.
Now that that's pretty crazy. Nebraska got another win. Like, that should have worked. Indiana.
It's in there.
I know, but I think Indiana really probably should have won that game.
Nah, Indiana sucks.
It looks like it. Yeah.
Indiana's bad. All right, so let's. Do I have this wrong? Where are we at? I keep moving, and I'm in the wrong place. So let's preview Week 6. The Week 6 games. A lot of teams are on bye week, so there's only 5 games. We have Wisconsin at Northwestern, Michigan at Indiana, Ohio State at Michigan State, Iowa at Illinois, Purdue at Maryland. There are two.
There's a second sicko games of the week candidate in this list.
You talking about Michigan and Indiana?
Yeah.
Wisconsin Northwestern's worse.
But I mean, yeah, but Michigan and Indiana is just like, who gives a shit?
Michigan's going to put up 100.
Nah, Michigan's only going to put up 28 points. I promise you.
That's bad. So, we don't have to talk about this one long. It's really only on. Actually, I don't even want to talk about this.
I was about to say, interesting game that we really should.
We're going to do 2 games, and we'll see if we can end the podcast early. I don't want to preview that piece of shit. Like, that game wasn't a good game last year when Michigan State actually looked like
looked good. It's definitely not interesting now. But I'm telling you, Rutgers Ohio State was more interesting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Rutgers had a 7-0 lead.
Because what's the name almost get it? He literally was it first the first time Ohio State was about to get the ball, they gave it right back. I was like, oh snap. And then it didn't matter. But
Rutgers shows some life early. Okay.
That first drive was terrible. It was a bad first drive.
Yeah, it was. What can you expect? All right, so let's do Purdue versus Maryland. This is interesting because I feel like these teams are essentially in the same spot.
Yep, right? They're similar teams.
They have an older quarterback. They have at least one really good wide receiver. Defensive questions. Not the best running game, although Maryland's running game is better than Purdue's, which is not hard.
No.
And trying to raise their stock, raise their level in a conference and with some consistency. Purdue's a little ahead of schedule with their 9-1 season last year and that kind of stuff. But in general, very similar team.
I think they're flipping. I think Maryland's about to be Purdue what they were last year.
Yeah, I think this year for sure. Yeah. I think the hardest thing, I don't know how I'm going to pick the Big Ten next year, because Purdue is going to lose its quarterback and wide receiver. Maryland's going to lose its quarterback most likely and 2 wide receivers potentially. Minnesota's losing everybody. The Big Ten really may just flip again, because these teams that are older, can they do it again? I don't know. It's going to be hard. But we're in this year right now, and we know what these teams are right now. So questions for this game. Can Maryland win two big games in a row?
I think this question could be, can Purdue or Maryland?
Actually, yeah, that's fair, because Purdue did just win. Yeah, can they keep – they're both on a little bit of an emotional roller coaster.
Right.
The reason why I signified Maryland, though, is because Purdue won 9 games last year.
They did.
So, been here before, quote-unquote, right, where this is the first time Maryland is looking at, like, we could reach bowl eligibility by, like, week 6 or 7. But like week 7 or 8 and not be fighting in the last game of the season.
Yep. And I think that's what's going to happen here. This is going to be one of those games where like you're going to be like, my goodness, passing yards combined might be 500-some yards.
Yeah.
500-600-some yards. I think both quarterbacks can throw for 300 yards this game.
Yeah, Maryland actually has a decent secondary. So Aiden O'Connell is going to have to better with the ball.
I've seen him pick apart decent secondaries, though.
I have too. I'm just saying, based off last week,
true,
a couple of days ago, he threw 2 or 3 interceptions. He needs to get back to what he has been, which has people, including myself, considering him a first round pick. Because if he's not, and he gives the ball away a couple of times,
who he texts?
Maryland's going to capitalize on that. Because they have a better offense.
Yeah.
So, next Texas? Question. Huh?
I was just trying to think where Aiden O'Connell could go in the draft.
Colts. That's who I'm thinking. Because he's not going to be the first pick or the second or the third.
No.
But when you get into that 15 to 25 range and you need a quarterback, he's going to be in that range. And the Colts still have Matt Ryan, so they can sit him for a year. Matt Ryan hasn't looked as good as they said, so instead of extending it to 3 years, which they were hoping, which is dumb because he's old, just don't re-sign his contract. Let him start next year, and then let Aiden sit behind him and either take the job for him, or maybe not because you respect Matt Ryan. Let him sit the whole year. Yeah. I'm looking at that pick for Aiden O'Connell and Hendon Hooker, the quarterback from Tennessee.
That makes sense. Okay, I was just trying to think, like, where
he's going to be that third or fourth quarterback taken.
Okay, because I think Houston's going to take a quarterback too.
Yeah, they're going to take CJ Stroud. Houston's going to have the first or second pick in the draft.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They're going to be Houston. They're going to have the first or second pick in the draft.
Probably.
Especially because the Jags are somehow winning and the Lions are somehow winning.
Yeah, I was thinking about the Lions. I was like, how are the Lions doing? But, yeah, they have won a few games. So, never mind.
Okay, next question. Is Maryland's defense legit? And can they contain, second to that, can they contain Charlie Jones? Like I said, I'm looking at Maryland's defense, and I'm like, hey, they might be good.
But this is not game that'll probably prove it, though.
But if they limit Aiden O'Connell 2-3 interceptions, if Charlie Jones could still go for 100, but like if they don't let him make a play in a big moment, that's the best thing.
If Charlie Jones has only one touchdown, I think that's a good game for the defense.
But like that's the bet. Like against when they needed it against Syracuse, Charlie Jones 5-yard touchdown. When they needed something against Minnesota, Charlie Jones 40-something yard catch, set them up. I think that's how they ended up scoring a touchdown.
Break
the 10-10 tie. If you can stop, if the game is close and if you can stop him from making that play when they really need it, or if the game is not close at all and his stats are empty, then I might be like, okay, it's fine. It is okay now to say that Maryland's a good defense. They played 6 games. So that's going to be something to look out for.
Yeah.
And then the last one, how does Purdue defend Tulua and Co?
They have to be the same exact aggressive they were against Minnesota. Like they just have to play aggressively. If you can get to Tulua, then you're fine. I think you can have a pretty decent game on defense, and if you're doing your thing on offense, you could win it. This game is up in the air. I cannot pick who I think will win this game. I can't pick.
Yeah, I don't
I think
know.
I might go I Maryland, think, but I can't tell. I really can't tell.
Yeah, it's hard. I think it's going to be a fun game to watch for sure.
Yeah, and it's going to be a lot of passing.
Yeah, so, if Aiden O'Connell is back in his bag, this could be like a 48, 42, 40, like something like this could be a real fun game. So,
which is going to be sad because then it's going to be like, is Maryland's defense legit?
No, but it's still better than what they have been, which is fine.
Fair.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go Maryland, and this is why I'm going to go Maryland. I'm going Maryland for my brand of the East is better than the West. So fair. If these two fair. Teams are equal in their conference, Maryland should be the better team. And I'm only just falling back on that because I genuinely don't know.
I think I'm going to go Purdue because they do have the better quarterback in my eyes, and I think he's going to be a little more rested and a little more healthy for this game.
We shall see. Any final thoughts on this?
Man,
gonna have to put this in a because not all the games are here. You're gonna have to put this in a spreadsheet.
You're right. I'm just writing it down now.
Yeah.
Actually, let me just do it now. Let me just make the spreadsheet now.
Yeah. So yeah, I think I genuinely think it's gonna be a fun game. I just hope it's not like Minnesota Purdue, because those are two teams with pretty decently high powered offense, and they combine.
And nothing happened.
Like for some reason, every Big Ten game, we're like, "Oh, it's gonna be a shootout." It's like, no, it's like the defense is deciding to show up, and it's like, what the hell, bro? Like, I wanted to see some points. Like, so hopefully, this is a game where we see some points, some crazy touchdowns, and I don't know that I wanted to go to overtime, but I'm good with like a last minute drive, like.
Oh, yeah, I'm cool with that.
So, Iowa, Illinois. Man, if Illinois does this, if they do it.
Bro, which I think they definitely do.
Brett, like.
Oh, coach of the year.
I kept trying to tell people, Brett Bielema is a good coach. People have too much recency bias. He did not work at Arkansas. Part of the reason he didn't work at Arkansas is a hard job. Another reason he didn't work at Arkansas, he wasn't a culture fit. Sam Pittman, who was making Arkansas look pretty good, although they should have beat Alabama last night. Bryce Young, the 28-point lead helped, but Bryce Young, wishing all the health for
him. Yeah.
He went out of the game in like the first quarter, at least before halftime, and then they didn't score another point until the fourth quarter. You got it to 23-28.
Yeah.
Literally, the next drive, you score a touchdown, you win. And they gave up three long touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
It's one of those things where, like, it's just Alabama just knows how to win. They're just, it's just better.
Like I like to say, you got to know how to win. And so, if Illinois does this, like, oh, I was talking about Brett Bielema. So, like, sure, he didn't work in Arkansas. And people, because he didn't work in Arkansas, people just like, oh, he's not a good coach. He's not a good coach.
No, he is.
And I hate when, like, I hate to feel like I keep repeating myself, but I keep saying it. He had the system, but he is willing to adapt. He got an offensive coordinator who didn't run his system and who was modernizing his system. There's still a power running scheme, but they throw the ball. Sometimes they throw too much. There's a couple points in these games. I'm like, y'all know y'all got Chase Brown, right? but like they
I think he's trying to. He's trying to incorporate both because he doesn't want to be just straight running like he was.
Which is the problem with all of the other Big Ten West programs. He had a quarterback. He said, you're not good enough. Sorry. Got a guy at the transfer portal. He had an offensive coordinator. He said, you're not good enough. Sorry. Fired him and went and got Barry Lunny Jr. Like, he is innovating this style of play. Mm-hmm. And I genuinely don't know how Iowa beats them. Illinois
is a
better
team.
They have the better quarterback. They have the better running back. They have the better offensive line. They have the better wide receivers. They have the better defensive line. Iowa probably has the better linebackers because Jack Campbell is amazing.
Yeah.
And Iowa has the better secondary.
Yeah.
I give them the better secondary.
Shoot. Illinois' special team is much better than Iowa. But,
yeah. Right. So Illinois has everything better but linebacker and secondary. And you know how you take the secondary out the game? Don't throw the ball.
Don't throw the ball. And I was like, because this, the thing is, the only way I think Illinois will lose this game is just if it's like crazy turnovers or they come out and just have a bad game. Then that's the only reason. Other than that,
and they haven't shown that.
There should be no reason. They're very disciplined.
That's the thing I remember saying week one and two. There's no reason Illinois should be more disciplined than Rutgers. That's my biggest problem with Schiano, because I think that Schiano is one of the best coaches for Rutgers. Like, if anyone's going to turn around, it's them. But he's been there too long for them to still be getting the penalties and the stuff that they're doing. They had, like, four offside penalties against Ohio State. You can't line up on the right side of the ball?
Like
Ohio State's passing game didn't look amazing. Their second best passing play was just drawing a pass interference, because they could not do anything. And so it's just Rutgers should be much more disciplined than they are.
Yeah.
Illinois is disciplined. They don't get a lot of penalties. They don't do a lot of stupid things. You don't really see them hitting players out of bounds and roughing the passer and all of these kind of things that extends drives.
You could definitely see the discipline in the run game, the blocking. They're on point. They're where they're supposed to be. Every pull is on time. All of that. They're focused. They are focused at the task at hand when they're playing. And I can really appreciate that. That's why I was like, the only way is just Illinois has a bad game. That's the only way.
Yeah.
It's the only way.
And so the first question I have is, if Illinois wins, are they the best team in the West?
No, but they're definitely the second best.
I don't know if I'm ready to say no as quickly as you did. That's all I'm going to say. I've watched every single one of their games. I'm going to watch one more.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna determine how I feel. The next one, how does Iowa move the ball against Illinois' defense? Like I said, I'm ready to say they have a good defense. Iowa does not have a good offense at all. They can't run the ball.
Move the ball down the field, man.
How are they going to move the ball? Like, at the end of the day, to win this game, you got to score points.
Again, they won a game 7-5, right? Or something like that, 5-3.
And with no touchdowns. It was seven. It was 7-3 or 7-3, something like that. And they had no touchdowns.
So they can't move the ball. Illinois doesn't even have to be as good of a defense as they are to win this game, because Iowa can't move the ball.
And if you're not gifting Iowa points, which Michigan didn't, which other teams aren't going to. And we don't have to talk about we didn't talk about the Michigan-Iowa game, but I will say, while I'm not super high on JJ, he did not throw an interception.
Didn't turn the ball over.
He played a very clean
game. Very sound game. It was just, they really went out there and was like, we don't have to put up a lot of points to beat this team, so let's not do the most. Let's just go out there and beat them. And that's what they did. Let's not beat ourselves by turning the ball over and handing them points in some way. Yeah.
Yep. And that's what Illinois needs to do.
Yep.
Just watch the Michigan game. Do that.
Yeah.
I think JJ McCarthy only had like 120 or 150 passing yards or something like that.
I don't need it.
They didn't throw the ball a lot.
That's not what we are today. We don't need to be that today.
I think Blake Corum had like 160 yards rushing on like 20-something carries. That's what you are. That's what you need to be.
That's what you need to be today.
Run the ball. Chase Brown needs 25. Josh McCray needs 15 at least. Run the ball 40 times.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and then,
minimum.
And then they throw the ball, I'd say, 12, 15 times.
Max.
Yeah.
A couple third downs.
Yeah.
Maybe one deep shot if they put.
Yeah. Just to catch them off guard.
You don't even have to overthrow the ball just to say you ran deep. Just overthrow. Mm-hmm. Just don't even let them get a chance to
play. It'd be like the only time I'd be okay with it, like if it'll throw me off, is like first play of the game, they don't play action. Just to see.
Listen, I'm with it. I'm with all of it. Just be smart. Mm-hmm. I don't know how Iowa moves the ball against this defense. I don't. One of the worst offenses in the country. Their defense is still better than their offense. This game could be ugly.
Their defense is their offense. This is just pathetic at this
point. Iowa could literally not score.
Yeah. Iowa can finish this game. I think Iowa only finishes this game with 3 points.
I could see that easily.
Yeah.
And then the last one, which goes into everything that we're talking about, he's going to throw the ball a little bit.
Yeah.
Can Tommy DeVito avoid interceptions? If you don't give them interceptions, they don't score. I will give Iowa credit. They are amazing at pick sixes, and it's partially because they know even if we pick this ball off, our offense probably not going to score. Can Tommy DeVito avoid throwing interceptions?
I think so. I think so. Because he hasn't been turnover prone all season, really.
At all.
Yeah. At all. He's been pretty good with the ball. So, yeah, I can see him doing fine. All you have to do is continue to be who you are. That's not hard.
Yeah.
That's not hard at all. So,
yeah. Marshawn Lattimore's been getting cooked all day.
Is he?
Yeah, Justin Jefferson's good, so I mean it is what it is.
Oh no, that's not fair. This is a during the day game, so Cousins is gonna play well. Like it's not it really doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter.
The light's not on. He's all right.
Yeah, bro. Like he cool. It's not nighttime. He all right. Like.
I guess maybe he hasn't been getting cooked that bad. It's 4 receptions for 83 yards. It's just he's gotten a reception every time they needed one.
Mm.
Like, throughout the course of the game, he hasn't been doing much, but when they needed a big play, like this one, they needed to get in the field goal range, he just broke them off, made it look easy. Now they're in field goal range.
Like, Justin Jefferson definitely is a good receiver. It's just, it's not all the, it can't be shown all the time because, again, Kirk Cousins really isn't that guy at all.
Nah. At all, not that guy.
And I'm so mad. He's turning into my Sam Bradford. Where it's just he keeps getting paid for doing nothing really, and I can't hold on because Sam Bradford's still kind of a stretch because at least Kirk Cousins can make the playoffs. I swear I've never seen Sam Bradford play in a playoff game. So I'll give him that.
Yeah. Okay. So any last thoughts on this game?
Nah, man. Okay. This should be an easy one for Illinois. This should be a statement game. Honestly, this should put Illinois in people's. Illinois could come out ranked after this.
They should be ranked this week.
They should be, yes, and I think they will be. But like people will notice them
behind the curtains. We're recording early because today's my anniversary. I have things to do, so
we couldn't wait. Anniversary, my guy.
Thank you. So we couldn't wait for the AP ranking, so we don't know what they're going to be by the time this comes out.
But Illinois should be ranked. You're right.
They should actually be ranked because they're what? They'll be 5-1 because they played 6 games, right? Because they played early, so they have 2 bye weeks. Or are they 4-1?
I think they're 4-1. I'm going to them now.
They already have one of their bye weeks then.
Yeah, it was week 3, so they're 4-1. Yep.
Okay. So okay. Yeah, 4-1.
They should be ranked because they beat Wisconsin and Wisconsin was ranked. Correct?
No.
No. No. No. No. Anymore.
No. Not. They started ranked, but they're not anymore because they're they not had two losses.
Yeah. But it's still Wisconsin for Illinois, so they should be ranked.
Ranked Illinois. Love to see that. Yeah. All right. So Sickles game of the week. We already said it. Wisconsin versus Northwestern. Why are you watching that game? What are you doing? Get help. Get help. You're watching. Yeah. Forget the fact that Wisconsin doesn't look good and Graham Mertz is their quarterback. You're watching a Northwestern game.
Yeah, that's kind of really, really. At this point, the Sicko game of the week, you should be able to guess. At this point, honestly.
Northwestern game.
Like, it's probably going to be a Northwestern game or an Indiana game.
What are you doing? Like, why are you watching that?
Yeah.
So this is bad. The out of conference one, just like you can guess, it's going to be Northwestern or it's going to be Indiana. If Colorado State's playing, if anyone in the state of Colorado's playing or Hawaii, there's a chance. That's the Colorado State versus Nevada. Why are you even playing that game?
Yeah, like because especially if it's funny to guess Hawaii.
Just sim it. Like although this game is worse than the Hawaii one, because I almost put the Hawaii one on here, but Colorado State is just so bad.
Yeah.
Because at least Hawaii, at least, and the other thing, because like I don't just try to do like bad teams and things like that. the Hawaii game, I can at least understand why you're watching that game potentially, because it's like at like 10:30, so it's like the only game on. So like if you're up, you're drunk, whatever, that game just happens to be on the TV, fine, like that's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, that's kind of what
Colorado State, Nevada is like 3:34, something like that.
Because you got Ohio State, you got Alabama probably playing, you probably got LSU or somebody maybe
playing. Anyone. Kent's playing.
You can watch the match.
Toledo's playing. Like, why are you watching that?
Yeah, if like, you could watch anybody. You could watch the Pac-12 because, like, Oregon might be playing. Or, like, okay. Like somebody. No, Oklahoma's probably playing at 3:30. Like, yeah, there's go play your own football game if you're going to watch Colorado State and Nevada. Like, go get some friends and just
go watch YouTube. Like, something. The movie's out. Like, it's Halloween. Go watch, you know, Michael Myers for the 15th.
Turn on the Hocus Pocus 2 movie. Like
yeah, there are options. There are
this
options.
This guy, man. This guy.
All right. So, moving on to our pit stops. Do you have one? Are you just
I do not. I don't have one this week.
So yeah. we can share one homecoming. Kent State broke Georgia.
I don't think so, but yeah.
They did because Georgia – did you see what Georgia did?
No, I did not.
Oh, so what are you talking about? Georgia was losing to Missouri for 55 minutes of a 60-minute game.
Oh.
I am not exaggerating. Maybe it was 53 minutes, but Missouri led that game up until the end. Georgia took over that game with a touchdown with 3 minutes left. And if Missouri still had a chance to win, because they could have drove with 3 minutes left, they just didn't. Missouri was beating double digits, by the way, a double digit lead for the majority of the game. Kent State broke Georgia.
So that's fine. I'm okay with taking credit for that, because again, Kent State alone. So I'm fine with taking credit for that. I did say that Georgia defense was immaculate. That offense, though.
Well, the defense can't be immaculate when you let Missouri and Kent State put up 20 points on you.
No, I give you that. But I'd say the good thing about Georgia was its defense. Their offense was always an iffy for me. And I was like, if they go against a team that has a good defense, there's a good chance that Georgia's going to look kind of sorry on offense if they go against a team with a good defense. Missouri might have a good defense. Kent State didn't have a good enough defense to do much against Georgia. But again, we only held them to 34 points. So
listen.
Yeah, you might be right. You might be right. And I'm okay with that as an Alabama fan. So
Kent State broke Georgia. That's it. That's all. Kent State put up the most points on Georgia that anyone has done almost in 2 years, and then they immediately come out and they are losing by 10 points or more for literally 55 minutes of that game.
Oh, I'm cool with that. I'm cool with taking responsibility for that.
See, let's go. You just thought I was saying anything to say stuff, and I
was you're right. I didn't know that, but I was just still saying because I know Georgia's defense is probably still good enough to do something. But that offense is—it's iffy. It's iffy. It was, you know what? I'll tell you this. When Alabama got to play them, you gonna see. When Alabama got to play Georgia, they gonna get beat up on. It's gonna be sad because you know it's a revenge game for Nick Saban. You know how Nick Saban is in revenge games.
Yeah, Georgia won that game 26-22.
Oh no!
They scored They scored that final touchdown. They had to score 14 points in the fourth quarter to win the game. They scored the final touchdown with 4 minutes left.
Oh yeah.
Missouri. I was right. I was wrong. Actually, I said 55. It was 56 minutes of the game that they led. Sorry for being inaccurate. 56 minutes they led. Kent State broke Georgia. We are out of here about 20 minutes early. So, as always, thank you for listening to the podcast. We will be back next week. I can't tell you it'll be on Monday, though. I don't know how my schedule is working. As I mentioned before, I'm going to Death Valley. I'm going to visit a good friend. I'm going to get to see some good football games. And let's be honest, I'm going to be belligerent. I will be sending "I love you" text to people. I'm definitely an "I love you" drunk. I am. I will be sending "I love you" text to people.
Y'all my boys, man.
So, I will be belligerent. I will be drinking hurricanes. I will be, I will be eating Cajun food. Gumbo.
You know, hey, I do want to remind you. You know, you're not that young no more, right?
Listen,
I'm just saying.
I know.
All right.
I'm gonna be paying for it for a week.
But okay.
It's worth it.
I just wanted to make sure you remember it. Like you're not a young buck no more. So
I remember it. It's gonna be living hell that next week at work. But you only go to Louisiana a couple times, you know. I ain't never been
there. A couple times is funny.
Yeah,
that's fair.
I ain't never been there. So I will be a young man that day.
All right.
Jesus. Dang. Oh, did he miss it? Okay, never mind. I thought he hit that. All right, that's it. Thank y'all for listening. We will see you at some point next week. Can't promise Monday, but it'll be here. You can follow me at JordanW330. Dante, where can they follow you?
Dante M10216.
We'll catch you next week.